you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. When Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now summertime in Chicago, and everybody is feeling very, very hot. Last week, I'm reading the paper in a weather column. It's to say, max, the temperature 102. Next day was the max's temperature 103. Day after that, the max is 104. But yesterday, I'm going to see that the max is the temperature is 98. They must have given the max the penicillin because he's a back at the norm. One thing they got in America to keep cool is air conditioning. Mamma mia, I'm explaining to you what's this air conditioning. In a winter time, you got a good chance to catch it pneumonia. But in case you miss in a winter time, there is air conditioning which will give you a chance to catch it in the summer. You can also see by my right that this air conditioner is to give me a horse's throat. But the strangest thing, Mamma Mia, about America is the summer vacation. City people, they run to the country. Country people, they run to the city. Seashore people, they run to the mountain. And the mountain people, they run to the seashore. Mamma Mia, seems like nobody is to take a vacation. They're just changing the places. Well, it's a hot night, and it would be nice now to take a walk in a park. But it's a time for my night school class, and I'm rather be there than any other place. America, I love you. You like the papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
All right, class, it's a hot night, so let's pay attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Perspiring.
Mr. Schultz, you are present. You are not perspiring.
No? Then somebody must have hit me in the face with a red fish.
Please, Mr. Schultz, it's hot enough. Why must you remind us?
Miss Spaulding.
Yes, Mr. Harwood?
If you would be so kind as to listen to a suggestion of mine, I would like to make it.
Yes?
On one of these hot days, why can't we hold our class on the beach?
Well, Harwood, that's a wonderful idea. I've never been to the beach before, and I'm a lover to go.
Well, it's a cool suggestion, but what could we possibly study on the beach?
What could you study on the beach? Anatomy.
Mr. Schultz, please.
Oh, wait a minute, Spaulding. We study history, spelling, anything.
Luigi, you study what you want, I study what I want.
Miss Spaulding, I think I gave birth to a good idea. Not only could we study lessons, but we could also bring along sandwiches, and we'll make a beach party.
Ach, sounds good. Oh, please, Mrs. Spaulding. Let's go, huh?
Miss Spaulding, if I may be permitted a few words. I don't like the idea. I don't think we should have a class on the beach.
What is the matter?
Oh, stop, Olsen. You can come, too. On a hot day, there's nothing like having along a wet blanket.
Besides, I do my homework in the daytime. And my schoolwork to me is more important than wasting an afternoon on a hot, crowded beach. In other words,
you got bandy legs and you're ashamed to be seen in a bathing suit.
That isn't true, Schultz. I haven't got bandy legs.
No? Olsen, when you cross your legs, your knees are still 11 inches apart.
Now, you just wait a minute, George.
Olson, I am talking about you being bandy-legged. You should see me in a bathing suit. I look like a wishbone with skin.
Olson, you come along at all, huh?
By your bidibidi, I think I come. And I would like to bring Mrs. Olson, too.
A wonderful idea. My wife Esther would love to come along, too.
All right, I bring my wife, too.
No.
But wait a minute, the class. I'm no got the wife, so I guess I'm out of luck.
Ach, Luigi, for being so ignorant, you deserve to be married.
And we've got to have a girl for Luigi.
That's right, Olson. But how?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Luigi, let me hear you whistle.
Well, all right, sir.
Don't worry, he'll get a girl. Now, look, Luigi. When you see a beautiful girl on the beach, you walk over to her and ask her what time it is.
But sure, sir, I'm a carrier pocket to watch.
Then you ask her what day it is, what month it is, what year it is.
But sure, sir, I'm always a carrier pocket to calendar, too.
Then walk over to her and ask her for a light.
But sure, sir, I'm always a carrier matches.
You know something, Luigi? You must be wearing the bulkiest bathing suit in Chicago.
Thanks, Luigi. I got a girl for you. Shirley Smith. Oh, you should see her. A doll. A picture for a girl.
But how do we say? You think this girl would go out with me?
Why not? Luigi, a fellow like you, I'll always recommend to a girl.
Well, thank you, Horowitz.
Well, everything's all settled now, huh? Except Miss Spalding. What about you?
Well, I don't see you coming with us tomorrow.
You haven't said a word yet.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, Miss Spalding. After all, a beautiful girl like you.
Well, I'd like to come.
Ooh, what you're going to look like with a bathing suit.
Well.
Joris, you should have more respect.
Mr. Olson, don't interrupt when Mr. Schultz is speaking.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Oh, but Mary, I'm so happy. I've been to America more than a year. But tomorrow, I'm going to the beach, and I'm going into the ocean for the first time.
Good. I'll go along with you and break a bottle of champagne over your head. That's a funny joke, you know?
It's the funniest joke, yes.
Hey, Luigi, you're making me happy because I know if you go to the beach, you're going with a girl. And if you go with a girl, you're going with my daughter, Rosa, yes?
I'm going to go with your daughter, Rosa. No.
What I'm laughing about. So, Luigi, what do you talk? Rosa, she's crazy about the beach. And wait till you see her in a new bathing suit. Is there so much at the pinch? You're going to go crazy with the power. Believe me, Luigi, she's a sight.
That I cannot believe.
Luigi, when you see my Rosie in that bathing suit, right away you think of Esther Williams.
If I'm a see Rosie in a bathing suit, I have to think of Esther Williams. No, please, Pasquale, excuse me. I'm going to buy myself a bathing suit. You see, I'm going out with a girl, Shirley Smith.
Luigi, my little banana nose. If you needed a girl to take her to the beach, why you don't ask my Rosa first?
Well, Pasquale, the whole thing is happening so fast that before
I
know
it. Trouble with you. Luigi, why all the time are you running around like a crazy man on a Thanksgiving looking for a 2-pound of chicken when all the time in my house you can find a nice plump turkey?
You're so right, Pasquale. Rosa is a real turkey.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, it's come out different. Look, Luigi, what's this a Shirley Smith to got, eh?
Oh, please, Pasquale, it's no use to talk. Horowitz has already made the date for me. So, if you excuse me, I go out and I want to buy my bathing suit.
All right, go. You're so anxious to show off a girl with a fancy bathing suit. I got a good notion. Bathing suit, eh? Sit down, my little pumpkin head.
Huh?
Luigi, no matter what's happened with you and Rossi, you and me, we're still friends. I'm always to help you.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. I'm like to hear you say that.
Sure, Luigi. I'm going to help you like a mama tiger is to help a little baby deer. Luigi, when you go out with a girl, you don't want to spend your last money on a bathing suit. Do you want to spend that money on a girl?
Well, that's right, Pasquale. But I'm going to get a bathing suit.
That's where I come in. Luigi, I'm going to give you one of mine.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're so good to me. But wait, you wear a size of 54.
Luigi, this is a French style of bathing suit. You got to figure with a foreign exchange.
Oh.
Say, $3 is worth the one American a dollar. You take a 54 slicer by threes, you come out 18.
But Pasquale, my size is a 38.
Let me finish. When you trade from French to American, they always give you a bonus. So you take 18, you add a 20, is it 38?
Just to my size.
Ooh, you lucky pup, you. Ooh, Luigi, you're going to look good in this bathing suit. It's not the ordinary type. This one has got stripes.
Stripes?
Only on the shirt.
Shirt?
Oh, the latest model, only half the sleeves. And you should see the trunks, Luigi. It's got the new look.
The new look.
That's right. It comes below the knees. Best of all, Luigi, in the back, it's got little holes, especially for cross ventilation. That's called the peekaboo type.
Oh, Pasquale, that sound very modern.
Modern? Luigi, you know how some suits is to show a picture of a girl diving and it's to say Ganson on it?
Yes.
Well, in this suit, there's a picture of a man smoking a cigar and it's to say vote for President McKinley.
President McKinley. Oh, Pasquale, is the sound wonderful?
Sure, Luigi. When you walk on the beach with your girl, nobody's going to look at her. All eyes is going to be on you.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, soon I'm going to meet all of my friends and this girl Shirley at the beach. I hope she's going to like me. Since I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock this morning, I'm so nervous I'm shaving myself 3 times. Then I find out there was no blade and a razor, so now I'm going to shave myself again. A little while ago, Pasquale is bringing his bathing suit. Nice and neat to pack it up. It's have a funny smell. So I'm asking Pasquale what it is. And he's telling me it's a new perfume called Evening in Mothballs. Well, as soon as it's going to be my first time at the beach, and I'm going to meet this girl, Shirley. I'm going to hardly wait.
Luigi, my fellow boobie.
Hello, Schultz. Are you ready?
Am I ready? Look at me. From my delicatessen, I brought along enough sandwiches to kill an army.
Schultz, you mean it to feed an army?
Don't tell me about my sandwiches. But come on, Luigi.
All right, Schultz. Schultz, tell me. What I should do to make a good impression on this girl, Shirley?
Luigi, take a tip from me. Girls go crazy about fellas what make love to them.
Huh? Schultz, what are you talking about? You make a love to a girl on a first date?
Sure. You sit down on the van. You put your head on her shoulder. She puts her head on your shoulder. And all day long, you're like a couple of bookends.
But Schultz, what if we go in the water?
You do the same thing, only you hold feet.
Oh, Schultz, you're just making a fun.
No, Luigi, believe me, I know girls. In Italy, you serenade a girl under a balcony with a guitar. In France, you get a bottle of wine and you whisper sweet words in a cabaret. But in America, you take her to the beach, you buy her a hot dog and a Coke, and you spend the rest of the day trying to get a return on your investment.
Well, Schultz, I'm going to try like you say.
What the belief of me, I'm going to be nervous.
Oh, I wish I was single again. Oh, I never forget my first date. I met her in Apple Valley Inn. Oh, she was such a peach.
Such a peach? What do you mean, such a peach?
The name of the peach was Apple Valley Inn.
Oh.
I mean, the name of the inn was Apple Valley Peach. Luigi, you are getting me all for shimmer.
I'm sorry, Schultz.
Anyway, this date with that peach in Apple Valley Inn was so sweet. She had lips like ruby cherries and eyes like grapes.
You like her, huh, Schultz?
Oh, Luigi, all I can say is for 2 weeks was nothing but fruit salad.
What is Schultz? You're making me feel better already. I'm not going to be so nervous.
Well, that's good, Luigi. Now, come on, we go. Oh, are we going to have fun on that beach? Healthy exercise, walking, running, jumping, swimming. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me. What a crowded beach.
You're right. You can't even breathe.
What do you know? Down there by the pier, a hot dog fainted. It was squeezed too tight in the hole.
Well, there's Olsen. We'll be all together as soon as Luigi comes out of the locker room.
Olsen? Olsen, where is your wife?
Well, while walking along the beach, we got separated.
Where's your wife, Horowitz?
She got lost in the crowd. Schultz. Where is your wife?
Well, we got separated, too. It wasn't easy, was it, boy? Look who's coming, Miss Spaulding.
Oh, just look at her.
Oh, ain't you glad we lost our wife?
Hello, everybody. Mr. Olsen, Mr. Horowitz, Mr. Schultz. Oh, don't just stand there with your mouths open. Say something.
Present.
Mr. Schultz, that's the first time I ever heard you say present.
Unperspiring.
Miss Spaulding, in that bathing suit you look, you should pardon the expression.
By your minute, Miss Spaulding, you look just wonderful.
Class will never be the same.
Look, everybody. Here comes Luigi.
What in the world is he wearing?
It looks like a tent for an army circus.
Hello, everybody. Look what my friend Pasquale has did to me. He's given me this bathing suit.
Luigi, it does look a little big.
Big? Luigi, you're going to have to swim with the right hand so the left hand can hold up your pants.
Luigi, look at those holes in the back.
Huh? Oh, the holes in the back. Well, Pasquale is telling me not to sew them up. It's to let in the light.
Let in the light? You got enough room over the hole for Venetian blinds.
Please, friends, I'm feeling terrible. If you don't mind, I think I'm going to go home. Tell her the girl, Shirley.
You stay right here, Mr. Basco. I don't blame you for feeling terrible the way we're all talking. Now, let's all help him.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Let's form a circle around him.
Good.
Come on now. I have a sewing kit. And the first thing we'll do, we'll cut off the bottom of these trunks.
And it's a pleasure to get rid of that old shirt.
That's good. Now, give me a safety pin, Miss Bowling. I'll pin him back over here. I should be good at this. I had 3 babies, you know.
Now, we'll just tack it up over here. There, Mr. Basco. Now, doesn't that look much better?
Yes, it looks much better. Everybody's a bigger dress. Oh, thank you, friends. That's really helping me out.
And not 1 minute too soon. Here comes Shirley.
Yo-ho, Shirley!
Come on, everybody. Let's all go for a swim and leave these two alone.
But wait. You think I'm going to look all right to Shirley in this trunk?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about her. She seemed like a very nice girl coming down here.
Luigi, just be yourself. If girls was only interested in bathing trunks, millions of dummies in store windows would be married tomorrow.
Come on, everybody. Ooh, look at that suit Shirley is wearing.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello.
You're not very talkative. Aren't you going to say anything about my new bathing suit?
What the suit?
The one I'm wearing. Don't you like it?
Where is it?
What are you staring at? It's a polka dot suit.
Want a dot? What is it, the polka?
Silly.
Hiya, cutie. I noticed you coming out of the locker room. If you have any trouble with any of the characters around here, just holler for me.
Huh? I'm having no trouble at all.
Excuse me, Mr. Who are you?
I'm the lifeguard.
Oh.
A lot of girls around here call me Muscles. Hey, you, can you do a double somersault?
No, but I'm a kind of wiggle in my ears like a rabbit.
Hey, watch this, cutie.
Don't step on my sandwich.
That's a simple one. What'd you think of it, baby?
Quite impressive.
Nothing at all. 2 weeks with the barbells, and I'm ashamed to show you such an easy stunt. Hey, Buster, think you want to try that one?
No.
What can you do?
Well, I kind of make it like a chicken.
Hey, why don't you lay that egg? That's pretty fast, eh, Dimple? Now, watch this. I stand on my hands, I go into a 1.5 flip-flop, and I land on my toes. Watch.
Don't step on my sandwich.
Pretty good, huh? Only two guys on the beach can do that one. Me and Mr. Shoulder Muscle of 1949. He keeps falling on his heels plenty of times.
I'll bet you must spend a lot of time practicing.
Nah, 3 or 4 hours a day. Now for my specialty. In this one, I take a running broad jump, land on my hands, flip over into a headstand, and...
Don't step on my feet!
Try up. Come on with me, cutie, and I'll show you.
No, wait, Shirley. Don't go. I tried that same trick, too. Look. First, I bend down and... my money.
Hey, look at that bathing suit come apart. Hey, what is that there, a safety pin? You better call a diaper service, kid. You're due for a change.
wait, Shirley. Is it go away with him?
Hey, Luigi, I've been looking all over the beach for you. Hey, what's happened with my bathing suit?
Oh, Pasquale, what a suit you gave him. My friends, they try to fix it up, but it's no use. No use. Pasquale, it's my first day on the beach, and it's the worst day of my life.
What do you friends know about a style? Luigi, serves you right for trying to step out of your class. You stay with your friend Pasquale, marry my daughter Rosie, and you never get embarrassed.
Maybe you're right, Pasquale.
Sure, I'm right. Well, Luigi, I'm going to pepper you up for now. It just so happened I'm bringing my little baby with me. I'm going to call her over. Rosa! Rosa!
Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Thank you. Come here, my little Claire Michelle. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello,
Rosa. Well, Rosa, don't stand there just looking at Luigi. Say something nice.
Luigi, you want to bury me in the sand?
Is there not enough for sand on a beach?
Right, my two little lovebirds. Make a joke to each other. Now, Luigi, my plans are for you and Rosa.
Well, here I am, Luigi. Let's go in for a swim, huh?
Oh, you come back. I thought you was the one away with the lifeguard.
What? Go away with that corny character? Uh-huh. I was just trying to get rid of him.
Come on, Luigi. Let's go in the water.
Just a minute, lady. This man is a half a married man. And if anybody's to try to steal him from my daughter, I'm going to put my foot down.
Who about the Pasquale?
Who's to throw this potato salad into my face?
I told you not to step on my camera.
So, Mamma Mia, who would I thought was going to be worse the day of my life turned out to be very nice. Oh, that Shirley is a wonderful girl. After I'm going to bring her home from the beach, who is standing in her hallway, and I'm going to have the best time of my life. For 2 hours, I'm going to do nothing but a wiggle of my ears and make it like I'm a chicken. Then when I'm going to say goodnight to her, Shirley is going to lean over to me and say, "Auntie, you forgot the something?" I'm feeling in my pockets. I'm got to my watch and my pocket calendar and my matches. So I'm going to say no. So she's a kiss to me and I'm going to go home. Then before I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to suddenly realize what the fool I am. After all of these years that Uncle Pietro has taught to me, I'm going to forget to show Shelley how I can jump like a kangaroo. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the Lily McGrath.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. We should all be mighty proud that we're Americans these days. We all have to take an active part in the affairs of the nation, the state, and our own community. Remember, freedom is everybody's job. Paul Masterson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.